Welcome to Clan Chant, the locker room, and we're about to talk to the latest player to commit to the new season for Glasgow Clan. Zach Fitzgerald's preparations for the new season continues to gather pace, and we're delighted to bring another new name to the roster. That man is Mikael Lidhammer, a name that may be familiar to you as a former Dundee Stars and Guildford Flames winger who made almost 180 appearances with the two clubs combined and reached the playoff finals weekend with the Stars in 2017. The 31-year-old has spent the last year in Romania with Corona Brașov and played alongside two former Clansmen in Cody Carlson and Craig Sescon. Now he's part of the Clan. We'll get to the interview in just a second, but I'll set you a Clan conundrum before we hear from Mikael, and it's a quick one for you. As I mentioned, he played previously with Dundee and Guildford and will become the second person to play for the Stars, the Flames and the Clan. Simply, can you name the only other player to have done that? Easy peasy. And I'll give you the answer after the interview. Now let's talk to Mikael about his signing for the club, and he started by telling me what he likes so much about playing in the Elite League.
It's a physical league, and I enjoy the style of playing here. Played 3 years in the league before, and this season I played in Erste Liga, a different league, but I sure did miss the UK league for sure.
Good. What is it you bring to the team in terms of your qualities? People will remember you from your time at Dundee and at Guildford, but just remind the fans what it is you bring to the Clan team.
I bring versatility to the team. I can play left wing and right wing. I can play a bit physical sometimes, and but also should be able to maybe put the puck in the net a couple of times. But in the end, I would describe myself as a team player that type of role that the team needs me to.
Now, last year you played in Romania with Brașov. You played alongside Cody Carlson and Craig Sescon.
Exactly.
Both former Clan players. Did you speak to those guys about your move to the club?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I knew they played here, and I played against them while they was here. And they had the only good things to say about the club and the fans and everything, so it wasn't a tough decision at all. I didn't heard one guy that spoke bad about the club or anything, so I only had good words about the club. So,
and what did the coach Zach Fitzgerald say to help make your mind up as well?
I played against him a couple of years before, and I think he knows what type of player I am. We had some duels in the corners before, so I think he knows pretty much what type of player I am, and he knows what he can expect from me, so that's always a good feeling.
What was he like to play against?
Oh, he was tough. He was tough. you were kind of scared of him sometimes out there. He liked to play physical as well. So we had some duels, but I just tried to stay away from him when he got too angry, because he probably would have killed me.
So what's it going to be like having him as your coach then?
It's his first year, and I know nothing about his type of coaching really, but he was a smart player, and I'm sure he'd do very well as a coach too.
Now, what are you hoping to achieve with the Clan this season? It's going to be another tough year, I'm sure you'll know. So what do you hope to achieve?
Obviously, it's the playoffs. They seem to... I mean, they have good players and good teams. All this year, I played against them. But in the latter part of the season, they seem to struggle a bit. So obviously, I want to play in the playoffs with the Clans.
Now, given how the league has improved in the year you've been away, Mikel, how realistic are Clans' chances of playing a part in the title race?
Oh, no, it's realistic, 100%. Signed and mostly of the core from last year, it looks like, and I'm sure we're going to have a good chance to play against the top clubs, so to say. But, yeah, I mean, it's a long season, and but that's going to be the goal 100%. That's where I see the Clan.
And finally, how is your off-season training and conditioning going, as you'll be here in just a few weeks' time?
Oh, I know, it's going good. You know, just when you finish the season, you're kind of tired, and it's nice to relax for a bit. But now, in the beginning of July, and you start to really looking forward to play. So no, it's not very tough to get motivated right now.
You've just heard from new Clan signing Mikel Lidhammer, who returns to the UK to join up with Zach Fitzgerald's side. Before we go, let's put you out of your misery with a question I set you before the interview, where I asked, other than Mikel Lidhammer, which player has played for the Clan, Dundee Stars and Guildford Flames? It was, of course, Travis Fullerton. Thank you very much for taking part. I want to extend my thanks to Mikel for talking to me for this edition of Clan Chat in the Locker Room. That's it. Thank you for listening. We'll be back soon to chat to another addition to the Glasgow Clan roster. Bye for now.